see us grow and come together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that concludes our question. So if you will join Sandra, and we'll let you know when you can come back. Thank you, Carrie. So now what the council will want to do is publicly agree on what you have learned. And then when you feel like you've reached a point where you'd like to make a motion, the motion would be to appoint one or the other of these people, and then we will wait for a second. And if there is a second, then we will vote on the person motioned to be appointed.
Okay.
This time period is, for this position, will be until December 31st of 2027. And what is required then is when a person is appointed to a position, is at the next general election that you run in the election if you wish to continue to be a council person. And so we are taking, well, not me, but you three are taking this opportunity to then act as the voters of Alberton and choosing the two people on our ballot this evening.
Okay.
All right, well, I've heard a lot of things from these candidates who are both well-spoken and, you know, would be a great addition to this council. I don't think that there's a wrong choice. I'm going to come out and say that. That said, I do think there is a right choice, you know, because we have to make one. So I think, for me, the hardest problem that I'm dealing with is not necessarily the things that the candidates did say, but something about the things that they didn't say, if that makes sense. You know, one of the things that I think about a lot when I think about who I want on this council, who I would trust as a person, if I were a citizen, is someone who is present and, you know, like, has the town's interests not just in mind, but also is, like, familiar with them. And so, that said, while I'm, like, I have nothing against Sandra, I just don't know her. And I, like, you know, that for me, and that's maybe just, you know, my own personal thing, but I haven't seen her at council meetings, you know, for quite a while, I guess, and that to me, it you know, like, her answers are great, and I think she is qualified, so there's no problem with her if she were to be the person that we selected, but, you know, as I said, like, it's the things that I didn't hear her talk about, which is, like, you know, she's not been around, whereas, like, you know, I'm leaning towards, you know, maybe making my... Am I allowed to talk like this? Am I just like...
And keep in mind...
Yeah, I know.
Yes,
I mean,
this is public, so that the public here can hear your deliberation.
I'm just like sort of rambling. I'm trying to give my thought process to let you know and maybe like elicit some conversation. Is that, are we... I'm really not familiar with this process, like what I'm allowed to say or not, you know what I mean? Especially, I'm a little shy about it from our last time.
Well, we want to keep it professional,
right,
and I
right.
do have to say I don't envy the three of you. I would have a difficult time choosing myself.
Yeah,
and
well,
again, I don't have a vote.
Again, I have to say, both candidates have are very impressive to me. One of them I am more familiar with their participation in the community,
mm-hmm.
And I think that speaks a lot, even though it's not something that candidate used her words to express. It's more of like, you know, they've shown up. So.
And do you want to give the other two council members an opportunity to similarly?
Absolutely. Yeah. I figured I'd jump right in and just start talking so we could have a conversation about it. And,
sure.
You know, like, I don't know. It's a difficult thing.
Well, you made some good points, Tam.
about who's been at the council meetings and listened and has been really wanting to participate. She's given up a lot of her time to come in and apply and answer questions, and that would be Carrie. But I, you know, like you said, we don't know too much about Sandra as a, but she's really qualified, so.
I think that both candidates are qualified in a manner
right.
that I would consider to be, you know, like, almost equal, you know? And so professionally, I think that there's not too much, especially regarding the duties of the council position. I think, again, like, my main concern is that one of the duties of the council position is, like, familiarity with the goings-on, you know? I think that if that were to be the thing, because, you know, like, it's important, you know? In that one respect, I would say that they are not necessarily equally qualified.
Yeah, I would first like to say thank you all for your patience with me this evening, as I was not intending to be late, but I did get eaten alive today on my job site. So though I am late myself, thank you.
Thank you.
And I don't think that there were any right or wrong answers tonight from the two members applying. I think they both sound great. As a person who is, I like to try to be matter of fact and spear things on. At first, I kind of like that I don't know Sandra and that she has a lot of, she brings a lot as far as, you know, knowledge and has a lot of qualifications where, you know, I could see her being very versatile in technicalities pertaining to the council and the town. And I also really like that Carrie Reby has a lot of heart, that she knows the community, people see her as a familiar face, and she's been to a lot of our council meetings, and that does not go unseen to me either.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're both great candidates. Am I making a decision right now? Are we just going down the chain here?
Maybe we could get a little bit into some of these questions then, since we're all sort of somewhat agreed. There was a couple points that, while they were answering with some of these battery of questions, that I had a bit of a reaction to. Some things I liked, some things I didn't. One thing that stuck in my mind was a couple of these questions about, like, administrative problems, like the water compliance one, and the one about, like, what about somebody's got a problem with their bill or something like that, you know, and...
And how does that relate to your decision?
Well, as a council person, I find it, like, very important to sort of, like, make sure that we are paying attention to what our role in the town government is. And one thing that I find, or I believe, is that the administrative governance of the town is completely out of, like, the town council's purview of responsibilities.
That is correct.
And so some of these answers about, like, you know, like when someone would contact them, they would, like, you know, get in touch with Charlie about it, you know. And I was like, I think that, you know, like, and asking him the questions about it is kind of like if our town is out of compliance, Charlie would have been the one to have found that, I assume, you know? And so, like, getting on his back about it when it, presumably he would have brought that to our attention. I don't know, maybe it was just the way the question was worded, but there was a couple ones where I heard some answers that seemed like it was overstepping the authority of the council position into more of an administrative action.
So you've identified with the fact that perhaps some of the questions were slightly trick questions of ourselves, in that they were quizzing to see
what the knowledge or not necessarily trick,
but just to see how much awareness and knowledge there was from your viewpoint, for sure. So
yeah.
This is good that you're commenting on it, and the applicant.
I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, you know, this is a small town. There's going to be a lot of personal questions asked, like immediate from people about compliances, the water issue, talking to Charlie. This is a small town. It's like those things could be asked, and I think what remains most important is that we have people that are going to direct them the right way. I mean, if we were out of compliance, we could simply be out of compliance tomorrow just from a simple failure in something within our structure that could throw us into that pit like now. So that's not really a far-fetched thing
right. That
Charlie would or wouldn't catch because of where we are with things on paper. And, you know, a lot of that, when I think about it, a lot of those personal qualities amongst people within the town is sort of a root as to how we got here to begin with. Because everybody is so close and personal that important infrastructure things were not talked about, hard decisions were never made, difficult choices were not decided, because there is a lot of personal connection, and I think that that makes people uncomfortable, which is what I do appreciate about seeing a candidate that I don't quite frankly know. Not that that pushes me one way or the other, it's just something that I notice and something that if I were to think about it, I think that there are some, I wouldn't call them trick questions, but once again, back to like, how do we navigate people the right direction to where they need to ask their questions, how they get involved, how they stay informed.
How about this? Maybe let's think about this from a different angle. Obviously, we're here to make a very effective choice, but also, again, like I think that we also do want to make sure we make a choice of a council person that the people of Alberton would, you know, like, trust and respect. And I'm not saying that they wouldn't trust or respect either of these candidates, but, like, if we're sort of thinking of ourselves as a sort of, like, an impromptu, like, representative of the voting body of Alberton, like, pretending that we are essentially casting a proxy vote for what the people would vote for if they were having an election right now. Mm-hmm. You know, like, does that help us with an idea here or not?
Sharon, you're deliberating pretty hard there.
Yeah.
Did you have something on your mind?
Well, Tim makes a lot of good points, so it's the same with Kyle. Like I said, I've noticed Carrie at all of our meetings, and she's been very interested in being on the town council. And he's right, we haven't seen Sandra or know her, but she's, I don't know. And Carrie answered the question about almost every one of them, she would investigate. Mm-hmm. She would check into everything. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. What she didn't know, she would investigate. Well, same with Sandra, but not almost every question that if Carrie didn't know, she said it.
Mm-hmm.
And she would investigate. I like that. So that's what I have to say about that.
we're getting any closer to deciding on one over the other.
I mean, I feel like if I were pushed to make a choice right now, I would have a choice made. I think the thing to think about is, I mean, do we all have to be in 100% agreement for this choice?
There has to be a majority.
A majority, though.
Of the three of you, yeah. Two of you have to agree 100%. It would be best
ideally if, three.
Ideally, it would be best if all three of you agree, indeed.
Well, I mean, I will say this. Whatever our choice would be, I think I would be happy with that choice. Again, I don't think there's a wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
When we come to this. So, I have made my choice. I think I'm ready to, you know, cast my vote, or however we want to do that.
Are you ready to do the same?
Yes.
I'm sorry, did I interrupt you?
No, okay. I'm just rambling.
Sharon?
Yes, I'm ready.
You're ready to Do we want to do this as on a piece of paper, or do we want to have a motion? I think we need to have a motion, actually.
Ultimately, we need a motion.
Yes.
A motion to hold the
vote. You can have a vote, then a motion, or a
motion
you know, vote with the motion, however you guys would like to do it, but ultimately,
yeah.
We need a motion.
We need a motion. There needs to be action.
Okay.
So
I move that we hold a vote by putting pieces of paper with a name in a hat and drawing them out to represent our blind vote.
Okay, so we have a motion to have a paper ballot. Is that essentially what you were saying, Tim?
Yeah.
And do we have a second for a paper ballot vote?
I'll second it.
Sharon has seconded. Shannon, can you call the question?
Tim first, Sharon second. Okay, Councilperson Cox?
Yes.
Councilperson Briggs?
Yes.
Councilperson Cerencioni?
No. I would just use my words, but...
You don't want to do a paper vote?
Not by choice. I would just use my words, but if these two would like to do paper, that's the direction we're going to go. So I can plant my feet and stay there.
Shannon, what was the result?
Yeah.
Two for yes, one for no. Motion carries.
Motion carries. We will have a paper vote.
I never get to put names in the hat. No one feels like.
I don't have an opinion that doesn't matter. It's perfectly fine with it.
So we will have a quickie piece of paper here. And you will write a name on the piece of paper. And yes, I know there are only three of you. I have a piece of paper folds. And there's to be four, nicely. There you are. Deliberating and writing a name on the piece of paper. And if you will pass that to Kyle, Karen, if you'll pass yours to Kyle. And then when you have them all together, you pass them to me. You thought you were ready. Not quite. Sir? Somebody voted for all the groups. If I don't, someone will be attached. Was it you? Well, we don't know now. If you'll do the honors, please.
What am I doing? Picking one?
You're going to read them. Yeah, pick one.
Carrie Reby, one.
K1.
Sandra, one.
One and one.
Carrie Reby has two, Sandra has one.
And Carrie wins.
I will need a motion.
Okay. I move that we appoint the selected candidate as the interim council person of the town of Alberton.
Yay, we have a motion to appoint Carrie Reby, seconded by Kyle. Shannon, would you call the question?
Councilperson Fox?
Yes.
Councilperson Briggs?
Yes.
Councilperson Cerencioni?
Yes.
We have a new council.
Three yeses, motion carries.
And in a moment, we will announce, ladies come on in and Shannon will announce the winner. It was difficult. I have to say I'm happy I didn't have to vote.
You were gonna say that.
It was tough, we had a lot of discussion, but in the end, Carrie Reeby, you are a new council member.
Congratulations, and welcome to the council.
For the record, I'd like to say thank you both for your interest and your participation. This was not an easy choice, and I think something that I said that during our deliberation bears repeating now, in that I'm firmly of the opinion that there was no wrong choice. So it was a difficult decision.
Thank you.
So thank you.
I agree as well. And yeah, thank you both for applying and your persistence, Gary, of coming back after the fiasco of last time.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Sandra, for applying as well. Yes.
We'll hope to see you at the next council meeting in September and many more after that. And, you know, again, this position runs till the 2027 election, so, try again. That's how I got up here.
I got to meet her, and she's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, this is great.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I'm very glad to get to know you, Sandra. I hope to see you at some of the council meetings and stuff.
I'm planning on being at that.
Because you're a big asset to the town. And Carrie, your persistence did pay off.
Very committed.
Yes.
Thank you.
So if we could have, we would have made another position.
Yeah. We would.
So while we were also waiting for Kyle, we tabled another item.
That's right.
And that was from the new business, the proposed moving of the council meeting. From September 1st to September 8th. And the reason being for that is because we have a new clerk, as you know, who starts on Monday. And so this will be 2.5 weeks before the next council meeting on the 1st. But then Shannon will be on vacation the last week of this month. And that does not allow all claims to be prepared that normally would be
getting things on the website.
All the stuff that needs to happen in order for a council meeting to happen. And it was also then Tim brought up the point that September 7th is the actual holiday and the office will be closed on Monday the 7th. But Shannon will be back the week before and the clerk will be working the week before. So we will have the ability to be ready by the 8th. But there were two other items discussed, and that is that the school board meeting is typically the second Tuesday of the month, though it was on their agenda tonight to perhaps move that meeting as well, regular meeting to a different night, and that the Frenchtown World Fire District's meeting is always the second Tuesday, and that means the chief would not be at the September 8th meeting.
Do we like to meet your public?
Well, I think that that was maybe where Tim was leading, but I don't know.
Well, so my concerns were Tuesdays are traditionally the day, and out of respect for tradition, Tuesdays are generally, obviously the first Tuesday is what people expect. Changing it is already, throwing a wrench in that people have plans and things. If you moved it to the Wednesday, the 9th, it then is more time after the holiday. Both clerks and treasurers will be in attendance or have more time, but it will be a Wednesday and not a Tuesday. Another option would be to move to the next Tuesday, but I feel like then we're running council meetings right up into each other, and I don't like that idea at all. I've done a little bit of thinking. I don't mind putting it on the 8th. For this one, so that we can accommodate, having the new clerk be all trained up, having the old, well, not old clerk, having the deputy clerk be available to participate. And with your assurances that having that holiday the day before won't be an issue, I think I'm comfortable making that choice to the 8th. But we wanted to wait and see what you thought on that, Cal, especially since you have, you know, are a person who has schedules that are a little bit more rigid.
And we do have 5 Tuesdays in the month of September.
Well, I don't want to use them up.
We might.
I mean, I think as long as we can be prepared and have, you know, everybody that we need a fire chief here and have the clerk all trained up, I think whatever's in the best interest for all the people that we would like to have at our meeting, fire department being a good one, you know.
So if I can, here's kind of what's going on and here's our alternatives. We're heading back, our oldest is turning 30, so I'm not missing it because he's too old. My issue is we leave the 26th and we're not coming back till the 31st, which is prime time of getting all the claims, all the statements in, getting all of that entered, in addition to being able to put things on the website, the packets, you know, all of that. We can certainly figure something out there. The problem is if we want to keep it on the 1st, then we have to cut off all accounting by like the 25th, which isn't ideal because a lot of our statements come in right at the end of the month. The 1st isn't a great time to have a meeting, no matter what, just from the office standpoint.
I agree.
But I don't really like doing it on the day after a holiday either. But we're celebrating his birthday on the 28th, so we're going to be gone.
Well, like I said, if you feel like you can get everything you need to get done by the 8th, as you proposed, like, that's okay. I just wanted to make sure that we were all aware that that was, you know, something that we've had problems with in the past. And I didn't want to, like, you know, have those problems again. What do you think?
So, does the community have any thoughts regarding the meeting change from the 1st to the 8th? Would you like to chime in on the discussion? Okay. You're comfortable with the 8th? Okay.
It does sound like that the school possibly would change their meeting also, right? Oh, there should be a conflict.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Possibly. Exactly. Yeah, it was on the agenda, so. But this wouldn't be a forever change just for this one month.
Right.
Right.
And the same thing happened in the month of May, that we bumped our meeting.
Yep.
So. Any further discussion, Council?
I'm fine with the 8th. I'm also be fine with the 9th.
I would entertain then a motion for whichever that you're choosing.
I'll make a motion to move the council meeting to the 8th.
There's been a motion made to move the council meeting from September 1st to September 8th. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Kyle. Shannon, would you like to call the question?
Councilperson Fox.
Yeah, I'll vote yes.
Councilperson Briggs.
Yes.
Councilperson Cerencioni?
Yes.
3 yeses, motion passes.
All right, next meeting then will be September 8th. Public comment. We will come back around again just to go ahead and give a chance for that.
No, that's what you said.
Last chance, public comment. Hearing none. Garth?
I did post that.
Thank you.
To the Facebook page, the Alberton page.
Thank you.
So it is out there.
Okay, wonderful. And what Garth is talking about is the emergency measure regarding burning and other things that you got of an announcement today. I gave away my copy.
Oh, here.
So. I have 2, so you should have that one in your packet later maybe on.
I had one naysayer, but I called them. They said, you can't call the office. They said, you can't smoke on planes or in bars.
There you go. Yeah, we do have the authority to do that. So this was by the authority vested in me through the Appleton Town Code, Title IX, Chapter 9-4, Civil Defense, Section 9-4-2.
Yeah,
and this draft came from the fire chief this afternoon. He sent it to the office, and we changed the typeface and stuff so that it looked familiar, but we've issued it.
All right.
Yep.
So it's official.
Yeah,
it's
this
Friday
was
morning.
Requested to be issued by the fire chief, so.
And part of the agreement is that I will coordinate with the Mineral County, which is the commissioners, and I've already contacted Roland and sent him a copy of our information.
It's been hot and dry.
Yeah, man.
Yes, and then we are at emergency stage.
I do believe it was on the news today that they announced it in Missoula County also.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Charlie's got a question.
Public comment. I would just like to say public comment. This is the first time I've heard these rack of questions. I think it's very interesting, and as well as that there are questions directed so much in terms of compliance of water. There is no question on there in terms of compliance with the IRS or our budget situation. And I know that we're going to be coming up on that, the budget meetings, and I just think we really need to sharpen up. Mm.
Good comment, Charlie. Thank you. I appreciate that. So these are the exact same questions that were asked at the last round. And we asked if council wanted to submit questions. Tim actually submitted a different question that we had last round, but we didn't have it this round.
But where did the questions come from?
Jalen created them.
Who did?
Jalen and I.
Jalen, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before the last meeting that we had interviews. I would entertain a motion then.
One quick public comment for me, just very quick.
Thank you.
That is some of the most clear and concise I've ever heard my last name pronounced. Shannon,
thanks. I do my best.
That's all.
Carlos Sorrentioni.
Okay. Never comes out correctly, and I kind of like it that way. But catching me off guard these days.
I can mumble it.
Council make a motion?
First motion.
So adjourn would be the words.
And there's a motion to adjourn?
Yep, there's a motion made to adjourn. It's been seconded by...
First the motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Sharon has seconded the motion to adjourn.
Did you have something to say about it?
No.
No? Okay.
Did I look like I had something?
No, I just was thinking you probably did have something to say.
Councilperson Fox,
yes.
Motion to adjourn. Councilperson Briggs?
Yes.
Councilperson Sorrentioni?
Yes.
We are adjourned.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Appreciate everyone's patience.
All right.